You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 has become a key battleground for United States presidential candidates Donald Trump and Joe Biden in the final days before the US election. The candidates are pushing opposite strategies to overcome the pandemic as the country's Midwest sees rising infections and record hospitalizations. Democratic nominee Joe Biden has vowed to take immediate action to tackle the outbreak if he wins the election.
On day one of my presidency, I'm going to put in action a plan I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing. A plan for full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics, vaccines, when we get one. A plan to address the disproportionate way this virus has been hitting and devastating the black community across America.
President Trump, whose campaign has downplayed the severity of the virus, has promised to oppose further lockdowns. Mr. Trump suggests his rival will impose endless restrictions.
Under Biden's lockdown, you will be living in a prison state. That's what it is. They want to lock it down. Let's lock our country down for a couple of years and let it go away. And by the way, those are the people that do the worst. They're the ones doing the worst. Europe imposed draconian lockdowns and cases were surging and deaths were surging. But think of it, draconian, now they have to do it all over again. What the hell are they doing? I think I'm going to go over and explain it to them.
It comes as Europe struggles to contain a second wave that has seen cases surge to record highs, doubling in 5 weeks to a total of over 10 million infections. England is preparing to enter a month-long national lockdown from Thursday, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson warns hospitals are close to being overwhelmed. But a senior government minister has not ruled out extending the lockdown beyond the proposed end date on the 2nd of December. Minister for the Cabinet Office, Michael Gove, has told Sky News there is too much uncertainty.
With a virus this malignant and with its capacity to move so quickly, it would be foolish to predict with absolute certainty what will happen in 4 weeks' time when, over the course of the last 2 weeks, its rate, its infectiousness, its malignancy have grown. And so, therefore, of course, we'll review what requires to be done, but we have a clear plan over the course of the next 4 weeks to support the economy and to protect the NHS.
Spain is being rocked by widespread unrest following its announcement of a six-month state of emergency. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has called for calm as protesters rally against curfews and travel restrictions. In the northern city of Logroño, chaotic scenes unfolded as some 150 people attacked police with stones, set fires and looted shops. Hundreds in Barcelona protested against evictions in the middle of the pandemic, which were halted during the lockdown in spring but have since resumed. Protests are also erupting in Brazil against a Chinese vaccine that could soon become mandatory. While President Jair Bolsonaro favours a vaccine being developed by multinational company AstraZeneca, some officials are looking at other options. Researchers in Sao Paulo are testing China's Sinovac vaccine candidate, and Governor João Doria earlier stating a COVID-19 vaccine will be compulsory in the region once it's approved. Hundreds of Sao Paulo residents are opposing the move, described as authoritarian by protest organizer André Petros.
He now wants to deploy a compulsory vaccine against our will. This doesn't exist in any place in the world. Not even in China is this vaccine compulsory for people. The director of the WHO has stated that giving this vaccine to the whole population in an authoritarian way does not work. This can't happen.
In the Philippines, residents fear COVID-19 could spread even more quickly after the country was hit by the world's most powerful typhoon of the year. Super Typhoon Goni has forced hundreds of thousands of Filipinos to flee to overcrowded evacuation centres. Evacuee Jacqueline Almaquera says she's concerned about the temporary living conditions.
We are scared. Our fears are doubled. The people here are mixed, unlike when you're at home, safe and don't go out. Here, you interact with other evacuees and we still have COVID-19.
The Philippines is already dealing with the second largest virus outbreak in Southeast Asia, second only to Indonesia. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.